You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
And joining us on the line right now, as he does every Monday, is Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Good morning to you, Joe.
Morning, Brian.
I want to start out with a discussion of Michael Flynn, who's no longer with the administration, but a big discussion has been going on about who should have vetted him. And some suggestion by the administration that perhaps the people at the Obama White House, who were still hanging around during the transition, did not thoroughly vet him enough, and that they were blaming that all of the problems that came up and the fact that they didn't know about his involvement with Russian agents, etc., was sort of the Democrats dropping the ball, not the Trump people. Where do you come down on that?
Well, first of all, we don't know enough about all the facts surrounding his clearances and everything else. So this is all speculation at this point. One thing we know for certain is that Michael Flynn, I'm sure he's a great guy and he has a very good reputation, has caused a tremendous amount of trouble for himself and the current president of the United States to no good end. Much of the things that have been reported are undeniable, which is that he didn't report certain things, certainly didn't inform the vice president accurately about certain activities, including his activities on behalf of a businessman with relations to Erdogan from Turkey. Bottom line is, Mike Flynn, what happened to him is pretty obvious. He got out of government as a high-ranking general, started to make a lot of money, and didn't know how to handle it. I think it's nothing more than negligence. I don't think the guy has a venal bone in his body. But the point is, when you're dealing on behalf of the president of the United States, or a transition team for a new president, or a campaign for a president, mm-hmm. you don't make those kinds of mistakes. He made some big ones, which are undeniable, and it's all his fault. I wish him well. I don't think he's going to be prosecuted for anything. I don't think he needs immunity. Well, I think asking for immunity was stupid on behalf of his lawyer, but that's where we are.
I keep hearing from Democrats who seem to say they're fairly plugged in on what's going on, that there are grand juries meeting about this, and that they seem to think this is going to lead to a wider probe. Your sense?
Well, there may be a grand jury, although I'm not quite sure what it would be about. If there's a grand jury about Michael Flynn, there sure as hell better be one about the leaks of the people who were unmasked under the NSA program. And if there's a grand jury about this and there isn't one about the leaks, then it's politically motivated. I mean, this is all nonsense. No problem with a grand jury if they want to look into whatever it is they're looking at. But the Department of Justice is not going to be stupid about this. And if there's a rogue U.S. attorney who's doing this, I'm sure the department will find out about it. And if it's justified, it'll continue. I just don't see any basis for a grand jury at this point. For heaven's sakes, the IG hasn't completed its investigation.
Yeah, it's interesting that you brought up the leaks, because Susan Rice was on CNN yesterday with Fareed Zakaria, and they talked about the unmasking, and she claims that she did nothing, quote, untoward with intelligence on the Russian interference. And we have both noticed here that it's all gone very quiet with this. Once everyone got to see all of that security, all of the reports, suddenly this whole Susan Rice unmasking thing has gotten very quiet. Why do you think that is?
Well, Adam Schiff and his band of merry Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee have shut up. Isn't that fascinating? I wonder why.
Yeah, why?
The answer is very simple. Once they got a look at what it was that the National Security Council showed to Chairman Nunes, they saw, as I've told you, these were 40 spreadsheets that were produced for Susan Rice, Ben Rhodes, John Brennan, and President Obama. Those four people reviewed at least those 40 spreadsheets, which were identified Americans who had been unmasked, who were picked up incidentally, quote unquote, on foreign surveillance under the FISA Act of foreign officials. The history of those disclosures and intercepts is under serious investigation. Ms. Rice is like, when you watch her on television, it's like a bad movie trailer. You're sort of sitting there saying, have I seen this bad movie before? She is remarkable in her ability to lie with such ease. She will go down in history as one of the worst foreign policy personnel, along with Ben Rhodes, in the history of the country. Nothing but premeditated lies from the beginning of their administration to warp foreign policy. Quite an amazing performance. She's right in the middle of the unmasking, and she's eventually going to have to testify under oath to either, I assume, a grand jury, but certainly the House and Senate Intelligence Committee.
Yeah, but it is interesting how, you know, once the Democrats got a look at all the documents, man, I mean, they were pounding the table on this Russia stuff, Russia, 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 and then boom, all of a sudden, as soon as the unmasking documents were looked at, you don't hear a peep.
And the reason for that is very simple. Susan Rice, Ben Rhodes, John Brennan, and Barack Obama misused the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act to gather political intelligence, not only against Donald Trump and his associates, but against other Democrats. You go back and you look at the history of how the president, Obama, used intelligence intercepts for political purposes, and it's shameful. Now, all the clowns at the White House Correspondents' Dinner would never recognize this because they don't want to see this.
That's right.
But the fact is, when history is written by honest historians, of which there are very few anymore, this will be one of the most disgraceful periods in presidential power and abuse in the history of the country. Barack Obama led a shameful, shameful abuse of the foreign intelligence surveillance process of our government. And historically, he and Susan Rice and Ben Rhodes and John Brennan, by the way, the worst hack who ever led the Central Intelligence Agency. By the way, he is despised out there. They are so thrilled to have Mike Pompeo. You should hear the conversations that current CIA people have about John Brennan. They hate John Brennan.
So does anything happen here?
Oh, eventually there will be a grand jury. There will be a congressional investigation, which is continuing. There will be revelations. And then the question will be, what does the mainstream media think of a president, his national security advisor, his deputy national security advisor, and his CIA director, who knowingly used foreign intelligence for the purposes of interfering with a domestic campaign?
Right.
Let me just say this. The Russians didn't do squat, comparatively speaking, to interfere with this campaign, compared to what Barack Obama, Ben Rhodes, Susan Rice, and John Brennan did to interfere with American politics. Mm-hmm. That's the scandal. It's not the Russians. It's Obama.
It's really Nixonian, almost. Mm-hmm. It's as if the Church Commission never
absolutely
happened.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Brian. This use of intelligence, you can just see Obama like he was poring over his disposition matrix, you know, where he determined which American was going to be killed by a drone in the Middle East. He did the same thing with these printouts of the intercepts of American citizens. This is a disgraceful period in American history, which has yet to be properly unearthed. It's going to happen. By the way, you know, if the Washington Post wanted to assign 27 reporters to it, I bet they could find out what really happened.
Yeah.
The problem is, Jeff Bezos, with his little toy, doesn't want to know what really happened.
That's right. Yeah, head in sand. You're right. Joe Geneva, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
You bet, guys.